Hey everybody, welcome to the Media Matters. You're on with Chantel
and Marie Rose.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you guys for being with us, for tuning in and listening to the show and leaving us your positive feedback. We really, really appreciate it and love that you guys are checking out our podcast. If you want to get more information about our upcoming topics or you want to suggest a topic, hit me up on Twitter at The Media Matters. You can't miss it. If you guys have questions about anything metaphysical, you know, ghosts, hauntings, Reiki, meditation, connecting with your loved ones, yada yada,
you name it.
That's right. You can DM me on Twitter and I promise I will respond to you. You can also email me at themediummatters@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from everybody. So tonight we're talking about Reiki. What the hell is Reiki? So here's how it is. So I have done Reiki level 1 and Reiki level 2. And Marie has also done level 1 and 2. We're prepping to do level 3.
Can't wait.
Yep. We're going to take this all the way to like level 17 if our teacher does it. But in our case, our Reiki coursework is more involved than just Reiki. There's a lot more that goes into it where we, in any event. So tonight we're just talking Reiki though. We want to talk about what it is and the benefits of it and all that good stuff. And again, if you our listeners have any questions about it, feel free to let us know and we promise we'll get back to you. And we're not the end all be all.
We're learning.
We are learning just like everybody out there. So we're not always going to have the answers, but we promise that we'll work our little butts off to find the answers, the right answers. And these are our truths. Yes. Everyone has a different view and there's so many different kinds of Reiki out there. So, you know, do with it what you will.
Yes.
All right. So, Marie, in your words, what the hell is Reiki?
To me, Reiki is energy work. It's everything has energy in it. Everything.
Yes, agreed.
Everything. Plants, animals, us, crystals, you name it. And within, as far as we go, as far as humans go, or animals, or even plants, I mean, the energy flows. And sometimes it just gets blocked or misdirected. And your energy just doesn't flow right. And you just don't feel right. And you just can't pinpoint it. You just know that you're cranky and you come up with a reason why and move on with your life. And
yeah, something's gone wrong.
Right. So Reiki is just realigning, getting your energy flowing back the way it should, getting your chakras cleaned out. And it just feels wonderful. And you feel so relaxed and so good once it's done.
It really does. I mean, everything that you had to say about it, I full on agree with that. We are all made of energy and everything, even, you know, down to like a dining room table has energy in it. I mean, that came from, it's wood. There's something in it that was living at one point. And I know for me, like I can see the aura of people and objects and, you know, animals and whatnot. And I often can see the aura of say like my mirror that's hanging in my living room or my crystals. I can see my energy coming off of my crystals when I use them. It's very cool to see. So everything does have energy. I full on agree with that.
And you are so much better at seeing auras than I am. I've been trying to see auras.
We're gonna practice.
And it's you know, once in a while I think, you know, when I'm trying real hard, I think I see the aura around my hair. I will tell you, a few weeks ago I was talking to a coworker and she was, you know, telling me a pretty lengthy process and I'm listening and I saw it.
Really?
And so I'm trying.
Was it me? Was I over talking at work?
No, it wasn't you. And, you know, but I was so excited, but I didn't want to interrupt her. I didn't want to interrupt what I was seeing. And that's the only time I ever saw somebody's aura. But it wasn't a color or anything like that. I'm sure that comes with time. It was just seeing all of the positive, happy energy coming off of this person.
So what, you neat. Must have seen some color though. What did you see?
It was
it just white?
Yeah, white and clear.
Yeah. So that's a color.
Yeah. I guess I was expecting oranges and yellows and
things like that. I will tell you, and guys, I know we've gone a little off topic here. That's my fault. I'm sorry, but you got to listen. So I will say that I typically with people see it's either light or dark, and I haven't seen, you know, like the purples and orange and all that stuff with people. I have, however, seen that with my crystals.
Oh, that's cool.
So when I work with a crystal, I can see the energy, my energy come off of it when we're done. And I know that it's mine because I can see it swirling off of the crystal and going upward.
Like smoke?
Right. Exactly. It's like smoke. And with people, I usually see like a white or a yellow, like a really pale yellow. And with, I've practiced with trees, that's usually white.
But the bottom line is everything has energy.
Yes, everything does have energy. So you and I will have to practice looking at, trying to see the auras. But you know, the other thing with auras, which, you know, we'll just really quick, we'll stay on this topic. But the other thing with auras is that you don't always see it with your physical eyes. Just like, you know, in your mind's eye, when you communicate with someone that's crossed over.
Yeah.
You could do the same thing and see someone's aura with your mind's eye. Mm. So it's not always with the physical eye. So it's like a knowing that, you know, that first color that comes to you, or it might be a combination of colors, is what's truly going on with that person.
But I want to see it with my naked eye.
Don't we all? Don't we all? So anyways, getting back to Reiki. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're all just a big bundle of energy. And when we come into this body, we're energy. When we leave the body, the physical form, we go back to just being energy, which is why we can be everywhere. Omnipresent. Is that the word I'm looking for? So with Reiki, I did find a cool website, Reiki.org, that really goes into a lot of great detail. They answer a lot of questions. So I wanted to read some stuff off of here that explains maybe some of the things that we can't quite articulate. Because in my mind, I know exactly like the process and what's going on, but sometimes it's hard to put it into words. According to these guys, Reiki's a Japanese technique for stress reduction and relaxation that also promotes healing, which is very true. When your chakras are out of alignment, and everyone has 7 major chakras, it goes from the top of your head to your hip area, if you will, which is your root. And when those guys are out of alignment, you feel it. You feel sluggish, you feel depressed. The list is so long.
Hateful.
I feel that every day.
Whatever.
So you could be overly happy. You could be overly anxious, which is not even a thing. If you're anxious, that's just, I don't even want to be anxious, let alone overly. So there's so much that comes with that. You could be experiencing insomnia, overeating, undereating, weight gain, weight loss. I mean, you name it. When your chakras are out of balance, you're going to know. And it wasn't until I started practicing Reiki and going through the coursework that I understood some of the things I was going through was related to my chakras. I had no idea. So Reiki is administered by laying of hands. And so the way it works is the practitioner works with a Reiki master, and at each level, and there are typically 3, at the 3rd level, you become a Reiki master yourself and you learn how to pass on the information to other people responsibly, of course. And at each level, you receive what's called an attunement, and that helps to bring that energy into your being and to focus that energy. And there are people that do energy work without receiving those attunements, but the difference between having the attunement and not having it is ridiculous. It makes such a huge difference. And so with that attunement, you do feel, as a practitioner, when you're doing a Reiki session on somebody, there's so much energy that is moving. I mean, it's, I guess the closest thing I can compare it to is like, you know, you play that game where you bring your hands together, like kind of in front of your chest, and you have them like a few inches apart, and you slowly push them towards each other, and you bring them back out, and you push them towards, and you feel that like energy.
The energy between your hands.
Right. So it's kind of like that, where you feel that energy in between your hands. So when you're doing work on someone and laying your hands on them, you can often feel movement in your hands or in your body, you know, different various parts of your body. For me, it's usually my hands get super duper hot, and the people I'm working on usually respond to that, and I'm like, oh my God, your hands were...
Yeah, your hands are on fire.
Hot. Yeah, they're usually very hot.
When you give a session, your hands are super hot.
Because I'm hot.
Yes, you are, babe. Yes, you are.
So it's a really cool experience. I mean, I got to say, getting into it, I wasn't quite sure what to expect. And it's been life-changing in the most amazing way. So in any event, it is to help get that energy flowing freely, the purpose of Reiki. You do often have a blockage, like Marie was saying, and your energy is stuck somewhere. And if that energy is stuck, the rest of your energy can't effectively flow freely. So you end up feeling crappy and you don't quite know why.
Yep.
So on this website, like I said, they have so much great information. And the way they word it is, you know, when you're getting a treatment, that it feels like glowing radiance is flowing, you know, through you and around you. And that really is true. I mean, I can't think of a time that we have done Reiki where the person on the table receiving treatment did not get up and say, oh my God, I feel so amazing.
Right. Even if they're just laying there and relaxed and I mean, even, you know, whether they feel energy flow or not, which they usually do, but they just reach this state of relaxation, and when they wake up, they're just, it's like, oh my gosh, I feel so good. It's really, really neat to share what happened, yeah, you know, during the session with that person. And I want everyone to really understand that in as a practitioner gives a Reiki session, the practitioner is not healing you.
No.
Mm-mm. There's an energy that the practitioner just merely acts as a portal.
Right. That's you're just it. The conduit, really.
Right. You're just the conduit. And the person on the table may see and experience things that the practitioner won't have a clue about, mm-hmm, because it's not her business.
Right.
It's for the client to experience it. Now, if I do experience something, I will share it with the client because that's my responsibility. But as just being a level two Reiki practitioner, I mean, I only work on friends and family and just people that I trust and have a good relationship with.
Well, we also have laws in place that say, you know, and we're in the state of Florida, and you have to be a masseuse or a doctor, is that right?
Yeah.
To be able to
licensed
to be able to practice professionally.
Yes.
So if you don't fall into one of those two categories, then you practice on your own in terms of like, I can do this for donations. I can do, you know, that kind of thing.
Or for lunch.
Right, right. There has to be an exchange. So Marie's absolutely right about that. But the great thing about Reiki is that it does treat the whole person. You know, like I think we've said before that we all have more than one body. It's, you know, the physical body, emotional, spiritual, intellectual, and there may be more. And, you know, like we said, we're still learning, but it does treat all of those bodies, and it you know, it helps you to overcome some of the emotional blockages you have. If you have things going on in your spirit body, you know, your aura could be all murky and, you know, sludged down with all kinds of stuff that you've picked up along the way. And Reiki's going to help to get that cleared out, because you want your chakras and your aura to be nice and crispy clean so that you can be effective. So it does really, I mean, some of the benefits of that are obviously, you know, some of the ones that we've already said. You want, you know, to get your aura nice and clean and your chakras aligned and balanced, but it does give you a feeling of relaxation, peace, security, well-being. You know, it can realign your creativity, and I mean, you name it. We just don't have enough time to go through all of the amazing benefits of Reiki and all the different kinds of Reiki, because it seems like every teacher has a different variation.
Yes, I think it has been passed down from generation to generation. I think every generation has added something to it, and I think it's necessary, like any other process. It's evolving, and it's showing basically the signs of the time.
Right.
You know, the need for Reiki 50 years ago is a lot different than the need for Reiki now. And, you know, I'll tell you, a year or two ago, if you told me that we would be doing this, talking about, you know, Reiki over a podcast, I'd tell you you were nuts. but when I first started, I wasn't very comfortable telling people about it because, you know, when you talk about energy work, you know, a lot of people are going to kind of roll their eyes and not understand. So I was very reluctant to. But there have been times where I'm talking to somebody and I came across a friend who I had not seen in 20 years. We reconnected and we were walking around town and just talking and catching up. And she asked me, "So what have you been doing lately?"
Oh, so much.
And I didn't know what to say. I wanted to tell her about Reiki. And so in a voice just kept telling me, tell her. I'm not going to tell her. I've just seen her for the first time in 20 years. Tell her. Fine. So I said, "Well, I don't know if you've ever heard of Reiki or not." And my friend stopped in her tracks. Her husband, who was walking 10 feet ahead of us, stopped in his tracks. And I thought, oh gosh, what did I say? And then her husband just looked at me and says, "She's a Reiki 3 master." I'm like, no way. It's this is growing. So I'm not scared to talk about it anymore because everybody's got a story.
Right.
It's growing. And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not as open about it as you are. And
but you're just doing a podcast.
No, no. For the one person that's listening. No, I do find that when we're like in a group, Marie is really free about talking about Reiki and I mean, not everything, but it's really cool. I think that you do feel so comfortable where me, I'll just like stand there and just nod along because I'm like, what do I say? And how do I? So it's kind of like, you know, still being in that closet a little bit where I'm not fully prepared to be out there. But right. Tell the world via podcast and still be shy. Yeah, no doubt. So the way Reiki works is, you know, like we said, everybody has energy, everything has energy, and we're alive because there's a life force that flows through us. That life force flows within the physical body through pathways that are called the chakras, the meridians. And so it flows around us in a field of energy called the aura, which we've talked about. That life force nourishes every single part of us. It's our cells, our organs. I mean, you name it. That's what keeps us going. And, you know, when scientists are trying to figure out, you know, what happens when someone dies on the table and then they come back suddenly and they've got this story, or the brain was still functioning after the rest of the organs stopped. And to me, that's why there's that life force. You can't put it in a bottle. You can't put your finger on it. You can't. I mean, it's just there. It's there for everybody. So when that flow of energy is disrupted, it does cause diminished function in one or more of the organs, the body systems, the bodies themselves. And you do feel it, like we said. So, you know, it is really cool to get a session done. And like Marie said, we're not the ones as practitioners that are healing anybody. We're just the conduit, and we're stronger because we have received that attunement, which allows us to tap further into that energy field, that energy force. It also allows us to connect with that patient's spirit guides and loved ones. And so we do get messages oftentimes from people that are on the other side looking out for that patient and taking care of them. And it could be, I don't know, gosh, I'm thinking we've gotten so many different messages from
family.
Yeah, I mean, it's never anything negative. Whatever it is always to benefit them and help them.
9 times out of 10, it's messages of love.
Right.
Just, I'm so proud of you. I love you.
Right.
You know, just encouragement. Please know that I'm here. I love you. And it's, they just want to share that feeling and encouragement.
Right.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, it's that.
Absolutely. I know we get together every week, or try to anyway, and do sessions together for practice. And obviously the benefit being we walk away feeling so much better. And, you know, a lot can attach itself to you in the span of a few days or a day or an hour. So you'd be surprised, you know, doing, even if we were to do a session every day, we would still walk away feeling so crispy clean and rejuvenated, which is nice. Yeah, we do try to get together and do sessions with each other for the practice and to deliver those messages if they should come through. And we have experienced some crazy things. I mean, I know even whether I'm the practitioner or the person on the table, I know that I've encountered a lot of different beings for myself, for you guys. I mean, it's
always different, and we always hug and say goodbye going, wow, that was crazy.
Right. Every time.
Wow, I can't believe that happened.
Right.
Yeah. One day we're going to say goodbye. It's like, okay, another typical fight. But it hasn't happened yet.
It's never typical. There's a time I remember I had a family member that was going through there was a pretty serious accident that had taken place, and the family had gathered and was in ICU with our loved one, and kind of traveling back and forth. And I happened to be back in town the night that we typically are scheduled to get together to do our Reiki sessions. And I remember, I think you told me that I should really make an effort to come, because it would be beneficial.
It was a rough time for you.
Yeah, it was a really stressful time. So I mean, and that Monday, it was only like day two or three after that accident happened. Mm-hmm. So I got to Lily's house where we were meeting. And as soon as I saw you, I remember you saying, oh my God, have you slept at all? I looked horrible and felt horrible. And I mean, it was just, I can't remember another time when I felt, I'm sure there are others, but so we did the session, and Marie and Lily worked on me at the same time, which is the way we typically do it when there's, you know, more than one practitioner in the room. We'll just all get together and work on the person on the table. So they did, they both worked on me. And I will tell you that I encountered a being that stood at the foot of the bed the massage table rather. He stood at the foot of the massage table, and he referred to himself as the cleaner. And I could see all of these shards coming off of me, and he was absorbing them all. I had never seen something like that. But as it was happening, I could feel like the weight lifting off of me, and I was feeling better by the second. And when that session was over and I sat up on the table and the girls came around to talk to me and tell me what they found, I remember you saying, oh my God, you look visibly different. Your face looks, you look rested. And I felt it. I could feel it. And that's the kind of difference that this makes. I mean, who would have known? I never would have put that together and been like, oh, I'm going through this, you know, tragic situation. Let me go get a Reiki session.
Well, you had other things on your mind. You had your loved ones on your mind, and your family, and helping them. And I mean, that's the kind of person you are. Okay, my family needs me. I gotta go.
Right.
And you don't think about yourself.
Yeah, I think that's true for so many people. And then when you finally realize it, you're so burned out and you can't even like lift your arm to brush your teeth.
That's why you have us, babe.
That's right, baby. So it was a great experience, I gotta say. And I've seen that cleaner one other time, and it wasn't for me. It was for someone else. And I don't remember who it was for, which doesn't matter. But those are the kind of things that we experience. And there's a, you know, I think there was a time, or maybe there's been a couple times, when we've had a negative energy, like a low energy with us. And we work really, really hard, guys, to protect ourselves and our space. And I mean, we take it very seriously, because you've heard some of our story about the crap we've been through. And there will be more to come.
Yeah, we learned the hard way.
Oh yeah, we learned the hard way. But even still, with all that protection, every now and then somebody will sneak in, and that has happened before. And we're well equipped, though. We have a lot of practice under our belts, and we trust each other very, very much. And so when something like that happens, oftentimes we'll all feel it in different ways. I can see it, and I know Lily can feel it. She doesn't see it, but she can feel it.
Right.
And I know you do too. How do you?
A lot like Lily. I feel it. I know it to my core.
Gotcha.
I've never seen it with my naked eye. I've sometimes seen, you know, images, you know, with a third eye, and I see images, right, and colors and shapes and things like that. But I don't see them as well defined as you do. You pick up a whole lot more than I do.
Yeah, I did know, though, that you could do both. Like, you could feel it. So you're a combination of Lily and I, because you do see with your mind's eye sometimes.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that, but yeah. But Lily also, everybody has their rules set up and how they want to see and experience things, because you are in charge of yourself and what you can see and experience. And she has some pretty serious protection about herself.
For sure.
She doesn't want to to see or hear or know. And as a result, she doesn't.
Exactly.
And that's how she, you know, has set it up for herself, which is great. You know, everybody wants their own, you know, their own mm-hmm. experience.
It's true. And I know, you know, we've talked before about our get togethers that we do like once a quarter. Or so we'll get together with our classmates and our teacher. And it's a time for us to practice Reiki on each other and ask questions and talk about some of the things that we're going through and how to resolve those things in a healthy way. And, you know, we all have vastly different experiences. I mean, just getting those attunements, it's something else, man. It just does something. When we got our very first attunement, so here's how it went down for me. So Marie talked me into doing Reiki because I was like, nope.
I took her dragging and screaming.
She sure did, man, because I was scared of the other side. I'm like, I've only seen the darkness. That's crazy, which now I understand that's not true. I haven't only seen the darkness. So she talked me into doing Reiki, and I go to the first day of my level one class, and there were two other people in my class, and she told me in advance, Marie did, that if we walk in with people, and I mean people like spirit, whomever, that our teacher will most likely tell us about it and tell us who's with us and, you know, whatever. So during the course of the day, one of the other two people that was in the class asked if she had anyone with her because it happened to come up somehow. I don't even know. So my teacher told her about it. The other person in the class was her mom, that girl's mom. And so my teacher proceeded to tell her about who was with her. And I didn't ask. I said, if there's somebody with me, she'll either tell me or she won't, whatever. And she turns to me and she said, and you, you have so many people with you. I can't even count. I've never seen someone walk in with so many people.
She has an entourage.
I do, you guys. I do. And so it was, she told me that it was my ancestors and my husband's ancestors, all women, and described the way they were dressed, and which, you know, made perfect sense considering where we're from, and said that they were there for the ritual and they were so excited for the ritual. And I said, what the hell is about to happen?
They're over there going, it's about damn time,
hell
woman.
Yeah, heck yeah. So we did, a little bit later, we did the attunement. And it really is, like, how would you describe the attunement?
It's hard to put into words. It's like a door opening up. It's like, yes, this door has always been there, and it's always been slightly cracked, but I've never fully opened it. And it was like the first attunement at the Reiki level one class, it's like it was pushed wide open and I could see and experience things that I just didn't know was possible. And then I, you know, learned more about Reiki and what it was, but the level two attunement, I knew more what to expect, but I was so wrapped up. And again, it was like that door was opening wider again, but I could feel my grandmother there, and she was just crying from happiness. And so I was so focused on her and trying not to cry myself. And so the second attunement was just, it was more emotional. The first attunement, I think, was more beginner's experiences. Right. And the second one was just more spiritual, more emotional.
I would agree. And I would even call them ceremonial.
Oh yeah.
It's a ceremony, really, is what it is. And you as the student, you know, it's a one-on-one, the student and the Reiki master, the teacher. And it is a ceremony that they do. And it's almost like a, you know, you go into a meditation. And this is our experience again, but we all meditated together, but individually, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it was a guided meditation, and she came around and one by one did some Reiki symbols and prayers. And I want to say there were some chants in there in the mm-hmm. first one. And I know when I got my level one attunement, oh, sweet Lord, it was so active. I mean, the moment I closed my eyes to do that meditation, I was flinching. And I mean, I could feel people all around me, energy all around me, and I was a nervous wreck. And she, I could feel her. I couldn't hear her, but I can feel her as she walked close to me behind my chair. And I almost jumped out of my chair when she got right behind me because I could just feel like her energy field coming, and it was scaring the crap out of me. And then I could feel the air moving around me as she's doing the symbols and, you know, doing her thing. And it was like, I mean, all these vivid colors and faces flashing before my eyes. And I felt my body, like, you know, kind of jerking back, like something was going to hit me, or, you know, one of these people. I mean, they were so close to me, so close. And it was scary and beautiful all at the same time. And it was, you know, after she did the attunements on all three of us, we talked about it. And I kept feeling really bad because the other two students weren't really getting a lot of stuff. They just weren't, you know, I don't know. Everybody experiences these things differently and at a different time, at a different level. And for me, like, you know, like Marie said, my people were waiting. They were on standby, just waiting for me to agree to get to know my abilities and to use them. And so they really were right there. And I'm pretty positive that that's all the stuff that I was seeing was all of those beings that had been waiting for me, just, you know, celebrating and introducing themselves, I guess, is really all I can say. But it's been, I mean, life-changing since then. So I did feel, you know, I felt bad all during that class because I'm like, dang, how am I getting all this stuff? And they would look at me with these sad faces and I'm like, I'm not doing anything, I swear. But it's just, you know, we all have different abilities, and Reiki has really opened that up for me. And I mean, I've just learned so much in the last 2 years, so much. And Marie and I were just talking about this recently and trying to figure out, or not figure out, but list some of the ways that we've changed in the last couple years. And I know for me, one of the big things is that I've learned to shut my mouth and listen more.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. And I would have never thought that day would come. Because I got an opinion on everything.
Girl, shut your mouth. Oh, yeah. It's really been cool, I gotta say. I mean, it's been a great journey. I learned quickly that I was passionate about helping people to heal. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's through Reiki, but the Reiki has given me a certain comfort level with my clairvoyance and clairaudience and all the clairs and all the whatever else I can do, seeing auras and, I mean, whatever it is. But it's giving me a lot of comfort with that, and it's really helped me to see that I do love to see people happy and to see them whole and healed and, you know, joyous and stuff. And it's been such a great journey. And to do all of this with, you know, with you guys, I mean, that's been priceless. I can't imagine where I'd be right now if I did this by myself.
Oh, ditto. I think like with anything, when you're alone on an island, you just don't grow as quick as you right. do when you're with a group. And we've been lucky to form a strong, positive group.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're able to grow exponentially because of it.
Oh, yeah, I certainly agree. And, you know, like we said, Lily is a level 3 now, and she'll be with us when we go through our level 3, which, you know, hopefully is going to be soon.
In time.
I know.
It will come.
But it's just, it's been such a great experience. I know all of you out there that are fellow Reiki practitioners, I mean, I know I would love to hear your story and how far you've come, what it's done for you.
Yeah. What I love hearing is why different people got into Reiki. Why did they learn it?
Right.
The friend that I told you who is level 3 and who I hadn't seen in 20 years, she had trouble with her legs. And I remember that she had issues with her legs because during our lunch breaks, we would go for walks in the park in town, and she couldn't walk very far before her legs started to tingle and we had to go back to the office. And well, she had tried everything medically, and then somebody finally came to her and said, just try this out. She's like, that sounds crazy, but I don't know what else to do. And so she tried it and it helped. And so she goes, okay, I've got to do this. And she went through it. And that the day they, you know, we walked all over town that day.
Wow.
And she was fabulous. She was fabulous. So it was her, you know, her physical issues drove her there because she was out. She just felt like she was out of options. And so I love hearing why, you know, what brings mm-hmm. everybody to Reiki. And
would you say, I have a belief on this, but what is your stance on your level of belief one way or the other in order for this to be effective? And I don't mean like a placebo effect. I mean, if you are or are not a believer, what would be the outcomes for you with a session?
Well, I believe that you have to believe in something, you know, whether you're Catholic or Baptist or Muslim or Buddhist as long as you believe in a higher power, as long as you believe in energy, and as long as you believe, I mean, that's between you and your God. The bottom line is that you believe and you trust, and that has to be there in order for it to work. Honestly, I'm not going to waste my time on somebody who doesn't believe, because it's not going to do any good.
Right.
They're going to lay on the table and poo-poo everything that happens.
Right.
And that is a waste of my time and energy and their time and energy. So, and I know somebody who, you know, said, you know, everybody has their own set of rules of how they want to interact with energy and the other side and whatnot. And I know someone who actually has in their rules, only bring me people who can be treated and who can be helped and who do believe, because they don't want to waste their time.
Well, that's a really good rule.
And it is. And I mean, And I find that a lot of, you know, most people who do believe in whatever religion are pretty happy people. You know, they have something to believe in, and something they trust in. And so I do believe that faith, whatever that faith is, makes a difference.
I would agree. I also agree that you do need to believe and have that faith that it is going to be healing. And you're going to get out of it what's going to benefit you the most. And you do have to also put in some work. I mean, if you're coming in because your cardiovascular system is, you know, not operating at optimum levels, and you come in for regular Reiki sessions and you continue to throw down, you know, supersized fast food meals, you know, 2-3 times a day, then there's nothing a practitioner can do to help you with that. You might be happy, like you might feel stress less and, you know, without anxiety, but your cardiovascular system isn't about to improve because we're laying hands on you.
Right. And I had a good friend explain to me once, it's like taking a shower.
I wonder who that friend is.
You know, you can do self Reiki on yourself. You know, you can take that shower and then you can go out and roll around in a mud pit. Well, you just wasted your time taking that shower.
Right.
You know, and, you know, gunk is going to build up on you during the day and you need to take that shower again.
Right. Exactly. But you got to be proactive about it. Your health in every way, mental, spiritual, emotional, all of that good stuff, physical. You do have to be an active participant. I completely agree with that. So you have to agree to it, what you're about to get into. And someone told me, that is a practitioner, that she does regular sessions with a patient that walks in. Every time this patient walks in, she walks in with demons. And so they do the Reiki session, and the session they're doing is more like a supercharged Reiki session. And so when she's done, she's spotless. Those low energies are gone. And, you know, lo and behold, she comes back for another session because she's feeling crappy again. And she's got her people with her, the demons. And so that was a great example of, you have to do something to change the situation. You can't just expect to keep, you know.
Right. Because that particular person refuses to change their lifestyle.
Right. Right. You can't shower without water and soap. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, so that's essentially what was going on there. So you do have to be proactive. You got to want to make those changes for yourself. Nobody else can do it.
That's right. And I think that's true of anything.
Absolutely. So we were kind of all over the place with this, but this is an exciting topic.
It is. I mean, Reiki is all about, you know, healing your energies and aligning and cleaning out your chakras and, mm-hmm. and whatnot. But there's, as a result, we've learned so much. I mean, I went into my first Reiki class half knowing what to expect. And then once, I mean, I knew what my goal was. And it's just one of those areas that you find out how much you don't know.
Oh, God, yeah.
And now I just want to learn a little bit of everything so I can figure out, okay, that's the path that I want to go down.
Right.
You know, I just want a little taste of everything now to see what, right. see what grabs me.
Yeah, Marie and I get into all kinds of stuff. We are crystal hoarders. We have all these crystals and spend way too much money buying crystals.
It's not hoarding if it's crystals.
Right, right. Yeah, that's the lie we keep telling ourselves. But we've done some classes together. We want to experience a little bit of everything because we do want to find our path. And I know a big part of my path is being a healer in terms of like clairvoyance and audience and all those clairs that I'm strongest in, because I do love delivering those messages to people from their loved ones. It is really healing. And that's the kind of healing work that really resonates for me.
Yeah. And you're gifted at it. You're good at it.
Well, they let me be good at it because it's not really me. I'm just the medium, if you will. A little bit large.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what my thing is.
Mm-hmm. And it could be a combination.
Right.
I mean, that's where I'm strongest right now, but I don't know that that'll always be true because we're constantly evolving.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So with that, you guys, we're so grateful that you hung out with us tonight. So before we sign off, I just want to say, don't forget that you can reach me on Twitter and Facebook at Medium Matters. You can send me an email at themediummatters@gmail.com. You can skywrite, carrier pigeon, whatever, find a way to get a hold of me. I want to hear all about your ghost stories. So if you guys have any cool ghost stories that you want to share, send them my way. You can get me on Facebook, Twitter, and Gmail, like I said. Also, don't forget that in August, we have some really cool episodes coming up. We're going to do a ghost hunt with the Ghost Brothers at Pensacola Paracon in the middle of the month. At the end of August, we're going to collaborate with another podcaster, and I couldn't be more excited. Please don't forget, if you guys have any questions, any awesome reviews, feel free to reach out. I love hearing all of it.
And there is one parting thought that I'd like to leave you guys with tonight. It's a quote I saw today that has really made me think, and it goes something like this. It says, you think of yourselves as humans searching for a spiritual awakening, when in fact, you are spiritual beings attempting to cope with a human awakening. See yourselves from the perspective of the spirit within will help you to remember why you came here and what you came to do.
Uh-oh, mic drop. That was really good. I like that.
Yeah, it's like, okay, mind blown.
Heck yeah, man. I dropped my mic.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you did. I don't know. Thank you again, everybody. Have an awesome night. And as always, love and light to one and all. Good night.